George Michael and One More Try in 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. Good morning, I'm Zach East, and this is The Best Mix in the Morning Show with your coffee talk from Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Let It Go Day. You know, like, what's that movie? Oh yeah, Frozen. It's been a long, tough year for some companies' workers that have never stopped working at 110% since the pandemic began. But could you imagine being so burned out that all of your employees need time off? Dating app Bumble has decided to give its entire staff this week off with pay so they can rest and recharge. All 750 employees located in Austin, Moscow, London, Barcelona, Sydney, and Mumbai were given until June 28th. The company hopes the paid time off will avoid employee burnout. Over the past few years, there's been a lot of talk about being fat but fit. Well, doctors say that isn't really a thing. Researchers at the University of Glasgow in Scotland say obese people, even those with a healthy metabolic panel, are still at a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and respiratory disease than non-obese people with a healthy metabolic profile. You never forget your first concert. A new survey by JBL found that 60% of respondents said they remember every second of the first live concert they went to, and 56% remember how happy they felt. No surprise, then, that 58% of people said going to a concert or festival was the number one thing they want to get back to once restrictions are more relaxed. It appears that telehealth is here to stay. Some people really like seeing their doctor or therapist virtually, as a survey found that 75% of those who used telehealth during the pandemic said it's easier than in-person checkups. Not only that, but 49% said their doctor paid more attention to them over video chat. 48% said they plan to continue using telehealth post-pandemic. And this show basically runs on coffee, so this is good information to have. A team of researchers in Scotland looked at how late in the day you can drink coffee and not have to worry about all that caffeine keeping you up at night. And the answer is to stop drinking stuff with caffeine 6 hours before bed. After that, it can mess with your internal clock. The study also found that drinking 4 to 5 cups a day is totally fine as long as you stop early enough in the day. But some people metabolize caffeine more slowly, so do keep that in mind as well. In other coffee news, a big study in the UK just found that drinking 3 to 4 cups a day can lower your risk for liver cancer. It tracked 500,000 people for more than a decade, and coffee drinkers were 49% less likely to die of chronic liver disease. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.